My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I'm trying to think, as we are about to dig into the power rankings, as we're about to power rank the first set of in-season power rankings in the NFL. I was just looking at some power rankings for MLB, and the Astros were 7th, I think. And not to spoil it, there are one or two here that don't have the Texans quite that high, but generally speaking, right now, the Texans are viewed as a higher-rated football team by the experts in that sport than the Astros are viewed in baseball. And I'm trying to think of last time that's been the case. It's been a while.
Maybe 2020, just when the Astros started off poorly. But even then, I don't know.
Texans went 4-12 that year.
Yeah, that wasn't – I guess, I mean, depending on – just the actual record. Yeah, it's not like it was a good Texans year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of early in the season, though. By that, like early in the COVID season, the Astros were not doing so hot. But even then, it didn't match up, right?
The last time the Astros were anything other than like a top 5 or 6 team, prior to like last year, like in 2023, they were like between 6 and 10 probably. But the Texans were not that level yet. They were middle of the pack. Maybe 2016, the Brock Osweiler year, and the Astros were kind of middling that year. It's been a while since the Texans have played in this end of the pool, you know?
I would say that year, at least, the Texans made the playoffs.
Right.
But the Astros did not.
They did not.
Whatever, that's where they were. That was the last time maybe the Astros and the Texans were on the same caliber throughout the league.
Yeah. But it's been a while. But here we are. So power ranking the power rankings, man. We've got 5 of them we go through here. SI, ESPN, NFL.com, CBS, and The Athletic. The 5th among the power rankings of the power rankings is SI.com, who for some reason still has the Texans at 10th overall. And they say this, I believe it's Connor Orr who does these rankings. At least through one game, the Texans' offseason diagnosis of their team was dead on. Another top-flight receiver and the addition of a hammering back with pass-catching ability is a total game-changer for the evolving C.J. Stroud. Stroud worked almost all corners of the field effectively and continues to set himself head and shoulders above the QB class of 2023.
It's hard for me to get offended just because if you look at the teams above the Texans, immediately above the Texans, Cowboys looked pretty dang good. The Rams, overtime victory versus a very good opponent.
They lost,
but overtime went down to the wire
against Detroit.
On the road, right?
Yes.
So the Ravens. It's hard for me to dredge up a whole lot of indignancy over this necessarily.
Yeah, that's true. Which is going to make these next 4 we hit even more exciting because the Texans are ahead of some of these teams in the eyes of the experts. So SI.com 5th. In the power ranking of the power rankings. 4th, ESPN.com. Has the Texans all the way up at 6th? The only teams ahead of the Texans are the Eagles, the Ravens, The Lions, the Niners, and then the Chiefs. The Chiefs are number one everywhere. Here's what DJ Bienemé says about the Houston Texans. The category they have is best newcomer performance. That's an easy one. It was Joe Mixon. Mixon's debut was elite. He ran for 159 yards and a touchdown. Third highest yardage in a game for his career. So this is a that was a career game for Joe Mixon. Didn't matter what front the Colts presented. He ran for 88 yards against the light box, 34 yards against the neutral box, 37 yards against the stack box. Mixon kept the Texans' offense afloat as C.J. Stroud shook off rust and threw for 234 yards, short of his 274-yard average in 2023.
Yeah, I think the rust part, too, where C.J. wasn't going to make any excuses based on the footing or anything, but I thought that on both sides of the ball there for both the Texans and the Colts, I think there was some sloppiness that you could say, all right, that's there were guys slipping and sliding all over the place. Sometimes it helped the offense out. Sometimes it hurt them. As a Texans fan, I hope to think that at least a little bit of that quote-unquote rust was just field conditions, which they won't have at NRG Stadium. But I thought in terms of the total passing performance by C.J. Stroud, part of it was simply that the Colts were going to try to take away the passing game as much as possible. Yeah. And so the team was able to capitalize on it by running the ball really, really well. And Joe Mixon looked like, I think, the best version of Joe Mixon's scouting report, which was really good vision, runs with power. He's always been a guy that doesn't quite have that extra gear to turn a 15-yard run into a 30-yard run.
Correct.
But in terms of churning out yardage and being big and bruising and all of that, that's exactly what you would hope to get out of Joe Mixon. You just don't want to have to do it for 30 carries a game every single week.
He's the type of back that you win close games with. You know,
yeah,
like
when you can close out a game by running the ball.
100%. All right, number three on the power ranking of the power rankings, NFL.com, who also have the Texans at sixth and who have the worst webpage ever as far as navigating it. C.J. Stroud was sacked four times. The defense allowed an unseemly 7 yards per play. And the special teams allowed a block punt deep in its own territory that led to a Colts touchdown. Boy, that sounds awful. Sounds like the Texans must have lost by 10. Nope, they won. NFL.com said, I think it's Eric Edholm, says, that's what I disliked. What I liked was Stroud picking up where he left off. Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs coming up with some huge catches. Joe Mixon turning in his best rushing total since 2021 in his debut for the Texans. Mixon looked as spry as I can remember, or perhaps he's just an ideal fit in this offense. It's fair to wonder how much that will sustain, but this is a dangerous offense when Stroud has time to operate. Defensively, though, some of the same concerns from 2023 have lingered. Whether that part of the team improves could be the difference between a good and a great season this year.
Yeah, that's you know what? I think he pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
Because the defense, in a lot of ways, picked up where they left off. Where on a down-by-down basis, hey, you're playing some really good defense. Man, Anthony Richardson really didn't have a good game at all on most of his throws, except for that you got gashed by huge plays. And that was the Texans' defense last year. Wow, you guys are doing well. Why are you? Ah, crap. You let up a big bomb down the middle. They got to figure this out. Yeah. They got to iron this out. Some of the coverage gaffes and some of the big plays that they allow, you're not going to be an elite defense until you figure that out. It's not enough to be good 90% of the time when 10% of the time you're getting gashed.
No. 7 yards a play is a lot.
Yeah.
That's like six is a lot. Seven's a ton. Not per attempt, per pass attempt. Seven per pass attempt is kind of, you know, it's not a ton.
No.
But seven per play.
And if you do that thing, though, where if you take out the outliers or whatever, like, okay, let's look at all the defenses and subtract the five worst plays they had, I feel like the Texans would have been one of the best defenses in the league last week.
Without question.
You know, they shut down the running back run game. They limited Anthony Richardson with his legs. And yet, those several plays where you let up big plays are a really big deal.
Aside from those big plays, Anthony Richardson averaged under 3 yards per pass attempt, and Jonathan Taylor averaged 3 yards per rush. That is elite.
Which at the end of the day is like saying, hey, Tyreek Hill practiced good birth control 97% of the time.
It's true.
It's just, hey, I wore a condom almost every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got way more kids than I want,
right.
But for the most part, I was pretty good.
That's right. Good analogy. All right, we're getting down to it. Second in the weekly power rankings of the power rankings, Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, has the Texans fifth. How about that, Seth? Pete Prisco, noted Texan scourge from time to time. And Stephon Diggs hater, by the way. Pete Prisco says this, winning the opener on the road against the Colts shows how they are ready to be the hunted. Mm. The defense had some issues, but they can be worked out.
I think Prisco's actually generally pretty bullish with the Texans in the last couple years in his power rankings. He's just, Pete has a, I know Pete personally from going way back, from back to my rookie year. He's just got a, he's got a cynical side to him. So he says enough cynical things about every single team in the league that it always feels like he hates your team.
Yeah.
I think he, it doesn't surprise me that he has the Texans ranked as high as he did. Part of that, where I discount it is part of it, I think, is just him trying to like irk other people. He's like, okay. Yeah, I'm going to put the Texans above you. Go die.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a go die factor.
He's got them fit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The last one, first place, power ranking of the power rankings, fourth, The Athletic, I should say, has the Texans fourth overall in their power rankings. The only teams ahead of the Houston Texans are the Buffalo Bills at three. That's interesting. San Francisco at two and Kansas City at one. I feel like Kansas City one, San Fran two is on everybody's sheet. Texans at four. Here's what The Athletic says. Joe Mixon is the league's leading rusher after getting a career-high 30 carries. Wow, that's the first time he's ever had 30 carries, huh? And finishing with a buck 59. It put him in such a good mood that he declined after the game to take a shot at the team that let him go, the Cincinnati Bengals. Quote, I just want to leave them where they're at, just like where they left me. End quote. That's not a shot at the Bengals. Okay.
I really, like, with the tone of voice and everything, I don't think it was a shot. They easily, credit to The Athletic for having the journalistic integrity to put that in the proper context and say that it wasn't a
shot.
When you, I know, when you read it, you're like, yeah, the Bengals lost. They look like, oh, boy, they might not actually be the team we thought they were.
Right.
That's not how we intended it. But, yeah, if you want to. Just looking at the facts, where it stands after week one, the Bengals maybe have some reason for concern.
Yeah, they let the league's leading rusher go for a seventh-round pick. And they were going to put him out on the curb until Nick Caserio came along and said, no, we'll take him in.
Yeah.
Here's a seventh for you. So they got him fourth, man. They got him ahead of the Lions at five, The Athletic does, the Eagles at six. They are living in the lofty atmosphere of the big cheeses up here, man.
I think when you look at the Texans being ahead of Detroit, that is almost exclusively a vote for C.J. Stroud over Jared Goff.
Yeah, because that's a good roster in Detroit.
Yeah, Lions are a very good football team, have had, have been doing it for a couple years now, whereas the Texans just made their surge last year. And I think that people just like C.J. Stroud for good reason more than Jared Goff.
Yeah, yeah. That might be the case with the next handful of teams, really. I mean, the Eagles at six. That's a really good roster with a good GM. The Cowboys at seven. I mean, we can make fun of the Cowboys. Yeah. They have a good roster, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the Eagles. Eagles, there's more question marks about just, you know, their defense. Their defense was a little bit like the Texans in that game. I think down in, down out, played really well, but they had some glaring gaffes as well. But Jalen Hurts was Jalen Hurts almost lost the game for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people look at the upside and the ceiling of C.J. Stroud is higher than Jalen Hurts. But they've got an embarrassment of riches there, just like the Texans do. The Eagles and Texans have quite a few similarities in some regards.
Yep. All right, let's get some kids some books. The Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, that's our goal for today. We're here to talk sports, but we're also here to raise money. And we've seen a lot of you, I've been told by one of Eric's co-hosts that Texans, suck it Eric is showing up as the note on a lot of $30 donations. That's good. I like to see you guys doing that. But here's why we're here. Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, raising money so we can get books in the hands of kids who have zero books in their house. 60% of Houston area kids enter kindergarten without the required reading skills. And that's a direct result of 61% of low-income families having no books in their homes. Kids love to read. It's just a lot of kids don't have books. They can't afford books. This is great because $30 is going to get a kid a library of 6 books that they can read. And they get to pick their own books, too. They're not just handed 6 books. The book, the event where they pick the books, there's hundreds and hundreds of books, and they get to pick, and it's really, really cool. But donate right now. Text new books, all one word, to 41444. New books to 41444, and I just did it. It pops right up. It opens up a page where you can push the button for your donation. If you want to donate more, that's great, but I'm just telling you, $30 gets a new home library for one Houston kid, and it's being matched by Reliant this morning. Reliant is matching all donations, so donate now. If you want to buy University of Houston Cougar tickets to the Iowa State game for September 28th, the Cougs are taking half the proceeds of the tickets that you buy to that game when you go to uhcougars.com/odyssey and buy tickets. So there's a lot of ways that you can give. If you're a decision maker with a big business here in town that's looking for a great cause to donate to, we welcome that as well. But most importantly, as we try to get Texan fans to destroy Cowboy fans in the donation off between me and Eric, really us, me and Seth against the morning bullpen. Eric's one of the DJs over there. He's a Cowboys fan. In the note section at the bottom there, just put Texans, suck it Eric. Eric spells it with a K. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, be sure you spell it with a C. So,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, C for Cowboys.
C and two Ks. Do something really exotic and say, make him look like he was born 16 years ago.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So there you go. Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, text new books to 41444. Would Texan fans ever pull what Giant fans pulled after their game on Sunday? Take a listen. Next segment, we'll discuss next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.